Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Saditesh Siptesim Bosh Ne Mumchim Modus at Chum. Okay, we learned earlier that you've got to have, it needs to be, Tchum needs to be worked out with Mumchim, with experts. Now, what's the halacha if there's two experts who come and they both say that actually they say different amounts? One says Tchum goes up to here, the other one said, no, it goes a bit further. What do you do then? Everybody thinks that he's the real expert, and the other one just pretends. What do you do? You ask a third. All right, it's a good idea. Actually, it's a very good idea. But we're not doing that. Oh, okay, we don't do that either. So they have a better idea. So it says imbo shnei mumchim if you put two experts who modu do esat chum and they measure the chum. Echad ribo v'echad miyet. One of them had more, and the other one had less. Okay, one of them, the tchum was a bit further than the other. Okay, we don't say, go for the coin. We don't say, ask a third one. Rather, what you do, shoy min lamabe, you go for the more lenient opinion, and you go to the further one. Why is that? Mishnah Berurah says, Kot Lamedei explains, lamabe, the tchumim derabonon, because the tchum is a rabbinical matter, v'azlinon ekulim, we go lenient. V'amrinon, the sheni toh, and we say that the second one made a mistake. So we go at lenient. We always go for lenient.
When you take the average.
Oh, good one. No, we don't do the average either. No, interesting. No, we go for the lenient opinion. Interesting. What if one of them is an expert, one of them is not an expert at all? He just would like to be an expert. Then we ignore that opinion. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed Dalet. Shnei mumchim, avali me'echo deinu mumchim. One of them is not an expert. Eino el chinach of klal, we ignore his opinion. But yes, if there's two opinions, we go for the more lenient opinion. We go further. Ubilvad shal ayah b'yoysa midas al achzorin shal ir. But do not go further than the diagonal of the city. That's picture number 20. So picture number 20 tells us as follows. Now, I don't know the mathematical definition of this, but we say like this. It's true, generally we go for the more lenient opinion, but there's a limit to that as well. If the difference between the lenient opinion and the stringent opinion is more than diagonal, there must be a measurement for that. Then there must be a mistake over here, and we don't go with the lenient opinion. So what's the mathematical term for that? Picture 20 explains it. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. So how much will that be if it's 2,000 amas?
It makes a triangle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a Pythagoras sort of thing that's going on.
Okay. Here. I'm going to pretend that I know what he's talking about.
Well, I don't know what I'm talking
about. So it's, if it's more than diagonal, we ignore it. Yeah, Chaim, let's go. 1.4 Okay, let's see. Let's carry on. Let's have a look at the words of Shulchan Aruch. Ketzad, how is that? If the more extended opinion, we are concerned that perhaps he went diagonal when the gentleman who is more stringent, he may have gone diagonally instead of straight. And therefore, it ended up being not as far. If you go crooked, you're not ending up so far, right? So therefore, we are concerned that maybe that's what happened. Therefore, you can go with a more lenient opinion, which is going a bit extended, which is going a bit further. But if the difference is further than that, so he must have gone completely off the track. We don't say he's gone completely off track. And then we something else must have gone wrong, and we can't go with the lenient opinion. The point is as follows. If we have two opinions, one goes further than the other. If it's more than the diagonal difference, like as presented in picture number 20, then, well, let's start with this way. If it's less than diagonal, if it's only, there must be a certain amount of amas, how much this is. If it's less than diagonal, then we are assuming that then that was the mistake, that it just went crooked. And therefore, you've got we can go with a more lenient opinion because we've got an understanding why the most stringent opinion is has gone so shorter. However, if the difference between them is far greater than that, then we assume it must have been a mistake elsewhere, and therefore we cannot go with a lenient opinion. Now, Sefiut is going to explain it's a similar example, which I think might make it a bit clearer. Sefiut tells us, Oysinat Chomin, Ketav Lem Rubas. So, Sefiut tells, it's picture number 22. Picture 24. So the way it works is, Ketav Lem Rubas, it's like a rectangle, an exact rectangle. Is that what it's called, an exact rectangle?
A square.
Yeah. So this picture number 24, I think, really helps me a lot. Because what we're seeing, they can go into all directions, north, south, east, and west, you can go 2,000 amas. Does that mean you can walk 2,000 amas necessarily? Or can it mean that you can also sometimes walk more than 2,000 amas?
More.
Exactly. Why is that? Exactly, of course. Absolutely.
Is that mathematical?
Why? 1.4, very good. So that's what it is. So you can walk sometimes up to 2,800 amas if you go on the corner. So there you go. So you make it, you rectangle it, you merabea it, and therefore at times you'll be able to walk more than 2,000 amas, up to 2,800. That you go into every direction of the city, lemizrach, on the east, al pnaim amalechutz, you go 2,000 amas to the east, and also for the south, and the north, and the west. And after this we look at, if it's a board, a square rectangle board, bekeren on the corners, to fill it in. So in other words, in a way we can look at it as four squares, four rectangles, four identical squares. And you just put them all, four of them around the city, with the middle point being the central point. And like this, you're going to have four square 2,000 amas rectangles. And therefore you get to it on the corner, you actually can walk 2,800 amas. But what you don't do is to make out of this 2,000 only into every direction. You could really do 2,000. How would you make a 2,000 amas square without having your 2,800 amas? How could you do it? How would you do it? Circle it off. I was thinking you put a square different way. Would that work as well? Yeah, I was thinking about that. Where? Is this two identical squares? I need two identical ones. No, I don't have. Maybe two tissues. Will two tissues work? Yeah? So if you do like this, and then you put it out, please excuse my mathematical ignorance. If you do like this, and then you put it like that, what would happen then? Then you'll have, at times, you'll have less than 2,000 numbers at times. Right, okay. Okay, you're right, that wouldn't work either. Okay, so Lemaisa, what he says, you do it four times like this. You do it over here. Imagine this is 2,000 numbers. So you go like this, and you do the same over here, and you do the same over here, and you do the same over here, which turns out that at times, can I take you to hold it for a second? So at times, like this, and then like this. Whoops. So if I put it exactly in the middle over here, you'll have over here 2,800 amas in the corner over here. This is 2,000 amas north, 2,000 amas to the west, and you've got over here, to this corner, it's going to be 2,800 amas because it's 1.4 times 2. Yeah, very good. Okay, so that's what it is. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. To not say, you just do two, how would it be 2,000 amas? How would it work?
Can you just...
Why would it be, if you just do 2,000 amas everywhere, with 2,000... That's right. That's how it would look, yeah. So don't say, you just do 2,000 amas, it would be like this, and then like this, and like this, yeah? Yeah, so don't do that. Because the Maisa, as picture 24 shows us, it's 2,000 amas into each direction. Now, I'm scared you're going to ask why. I don't know what the reason is. I don't know why you're squaring it off like that. Surely it would make more sense. You can go 2,000 amas into each direction. I don't know what the pshat is. If the tchum is 2,000 amas, so why are we saying you can walk up 2,800 amas onto the corner? I don't know why it's like that. I don't know why the merabeh is like this.
It's easy to just have a square around it. It's clearer.
You're saying that for simplicity?
Otherwise, how would you do it? If it was 2,000 amas in every direction, it would be impossible. It would be rather complicated, sort of squares coming out of it. It would be hard to.
You're saying it's a more simple, more straightforward, more consistent. Yeah.
But the shaila is how you can get away with the 2,800. Is that the problem?
I'm not sure what the... Yeah, that is the problem, yeah. Yeah. Okay, either way, let's carry on. Okay, so it tells us, Pekitz is telling us, look at picture 24, and that's how we do it, and don't do it differently. Save Yud Aleph. Afilu Evet. What about a slave? A fellowship choyv in a meitzav. Neimonim is believed to say ad kan tchum Shabbos. Anybody is believed to say tchum Shabbos up to here. Do not walk further than here because tchum Shabbos ends. Ovi, anybody is believed to say that. What about a woman? Not a meitzav, not a pardon. Belief, of course she is. Yes. So don't say, no, Isha, not MNS. No, of course the woman is believed. Have a cotton loy, but the child is not believed. Boy, the cotton, who else is a child? Have a name on a god loy, but an adult is believed to say, Zochu, I remember when I was a child, Shatkanu inu boyim b'Shabbos, we used to walk up to here on Shabbos, Kriisi Kot, when I was a child. For some can I do so, we are relying on his, hedus on his witness statement. But a child is not believed to say you can only walk up to here. So child not, but an adult, yes.
If this was 20 years later.
Yeah, still believed. Because now he's an adult. Now he's a godel. What's the reason for it? Why do we believe them? So Mishnah Berurah says, if Koton Mem Gimel tells us, again, the reason being, the Tchum is the Abonon Dreiser. Rabbinical order, it is indeed, the Tchum is the Abonon, Chum is the Abonon, and that's why we have given them Neimonos, because it's a rabbinical matter, and therefore we are lenient, and we rely even on a Shifcha, and even on an Evet. And here again, it's if called Memdal, Neimon, I got Loimab, also a child is not believed, but an adult is believed to say, when I was a child, I walked up to here, Hakol Mitam Anal, all for this particular reason, that, because it's the Rabbanon, therefore we are lenient. What happens if the adult says, okay, I don't remember a mumche going round up. I don't remember a bezdin deciding he can walk up to here. I don't remember a bezdin, rabbinical authority saying he can walk up to here. I don't remember that, but I remember that we walked up to here. Is that good enough? Or do we need to come on to like a rabbinical, because again, we need to have a mumche that decides until where you can walk. It's not a random thing. It needs to be a mumche who decides and paskens, as we learned earlier. So what happens if the adult now says, I remember we walked up to here, but I don't remember actually a dying paskening it or a rabbinical authority. I just remember that my father walked up to here. I remember when I went for a walk with my grandfather, he was up to here. Is that good enough? Or does he need to go back to rabbinical authority?
Isn't that called
chazoka.
The locust that we can eat, we can't eat.
Absolutely, yeah. You're Messiah.
That
Right, okay, so the word chazokah I prefer because that's what the Bi'alocha actually refers to. So chazokah is exactly what the Bi'alocha says. If you look at Bi'alocha on page 534 on top, it says, Hello, it's Yiloy Moshe, you mochzok in Leilichat Khan. There was a chazokah, an established, I wouldn't say custom, an established, accepted practice that they used to walk up to here, and that's good enough. And we stomach Bam Rishon, and therefore we assume that the first time as well, when they used to walk, there used to be Alide Adam Shedap, Ofne Amedida. We can assume that it's an interesting halacha. We don't have to actually know yet this Dain Paskant, oh yes, this Rav Paskant, oh that comes from this Bezdin. No, you don't have to. If people walked up to, that's what you remember, people walked up to that state, out to that place, That's fine. I had an interesting shayla just to finish off with that. I saw a halachic discussion. You know, shomed milk. To shomed milk. So nowadays, of course, there's. But it was a shayla where the child is neman to be a shomer for milking. What do you think? A child is good enough? Yes or no? Not good enough. Child's not good enough. Okay, interesting what you're saying. That it's not... okay.
It's not about that, so how can you show me on anything I say?
You think there's no neimonos in it?
Yeah, because they're not about that, aren't
they? Not about that.
So it's what you're being shown on.
Yeah. Okay, it's not about that. Doesn't have sufficient understanding and cognitive abilities, and therefore might not be good enough. So I saw a lot of discussion, and then I remember that I heard from my grandmother. My grandmother was born 1912. And I remember that she told me once, I wrote notes. I don't know why I had this foresight when I was Bach. I used to speak a lot to my grandmother. And I used to write everything down that she told me, like all interesting things. So I don't know why I did it, but it was a good thing to do. And then I looked at my notes recently and I saw that she told me that she remembers when she was a child, they were very wealthy. They were very wealthy, don't worry, there's nothing left. they were very wealthy and they had in the back. There's what there is. So they were very wealthy and had a big courtyard and a few houses attached, all theirs. And as a child, they had a cow in the back garden. And she told me that when she was a child and used to milk the cows. And she told me that she had to get up very at the rota and they had to wake up really early for shaming the milk. And she complained to me as an 80-year-old lady that it was her turn, more than the siblings. She often had to go out to shaming the milk. So I said, oh, look at that. So it looks like my grandmother as a child, she was shaming the milk. And I suppose if my grandmother did it, my great-grandfather probably knew what he was talking about. So I sent that to a few up on him, and they said, yes, if that was the, looks like that was Takadamenek, look, that was Takadamenek, so there's probably could be that sign. But I don't know if it's Mamish, I don't know if all the days I accept that, all the opinions, but could also be that because my great-grandfather was around, you'd maybe pop in or not, I'm not sure, but certainly the fact that something was accepted, the Minik, then it's we can probably be Samech on that. That's what she told me. Okay, to recap what we covered this evening, we learned about the picture number 20, that if it's diagonal, generally if there's two opinions, you can go with the lenient one. If it's diagonal, then you can't go with the lenient opinion. We spoke about picture 24 in great detail. That means at times you can walk up to 2,800 amps if you go to the corner. We learned about the way you measure it. Yep. And then we spoke about the fact that, that everybody's believed that the tchum goes up to a certain place, even a maidservant and even a slave. A child is however not believed. However, an adult says, when I was a child, we walked up to there. That is believed and that will be sufficient. And Mishnah Berurah says that's based on a chazokah. Good evening.